Christian greetings to each one this morning in the name of Jesus. We certainly praise God for his goodness, the blessedness of waking up from a good night's rest, and what Henry was sharing just now, I can just say hallelujah, hallelujah for this great God. We sang that word, I think, 12 or 15 times while we were singing, hallelujah, hallelujah. And why not? We have such a great God, and we have such a wonderful position in God's family. Let us take heed. Let us think about it. Let us realize we have a great God. Louise and I saw some of the greatness of God's design for the world in the past several weeks. We were out there closer to the sky than we usually get without getting in a plane. And certainly those wonderful mountains and the snow-covered peaks, regardless of the heat we have, their mountains are still, and the water is gushing down. It is melting, and so we just had to stand in awe and marvel at God's greatness and his goodness to us, and especially the blessedness of salvation through Jesus, who gave his life, shed his blood, and we have that hope and that help and that life that he gives. And so we certainly appreciate being here this morning, and I want to share with you some things that Peter wrote in his second epistle. And knowing that one verse in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, he says, if you do these things, if you do these things. Now, God has made this, given us this scripture. He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit and motivates us through the Spirit of God to do these things and to realize that without him we can do nothing, and with him all things are possible. We run into snags, we run into things that we don't really want to go through. But God has a way to get us through these things, and we are, as of now, we are still on a journey, on this journey from earth to heaven. And he wants nothing rather than to see every one of us there when he comes with his thousands of angels to bring his children home. Let's keep our focus on that. I hear a lot of talking about this total sun eclipse and how great it is and so forth. But we, as Brother Henry mentioned, we want to be drawn closer to God, not just the eclipse. That the sun is about blacked out, I guess. And many years ago, we saw that. We got our welder helmet, and we were out there looking at it, you know. But that's an act of God. And to show the greatness of God and his creation that he made for us. So turn with me to 2 Peter, the epistle of general, and the second epistle general of Peter. And Peter, of course, he says here that Simon Peter, his starts in with Simon Peter, that was the writer of this epistle, and he says an apostle of Jesus Christ. Well, are we apostles of Jesus Christ? I trust we are. I see some heads shaking. And we are his children, and we can be in the same position that Peter is, even though we're not writing all this stuff like that. But that was written for you and I, and that we can walk with God. And Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, we see these two verses here, and we obtain this. If we have it, we have obtained it, the like precious faith that is ours through the righteousness of God and the Savior. And therefore, we receive grace and peace. And this is multiplied. God is so good. And of course, we thank him for his grace and the peace that we can have in traveling through this journey, the peace, even if we get perplexed at times. I think Henry made the statement that God makes no mistakes, and he leads us through. He brings us to the still waters and helps us to overcome. He gives us the grace and peace that we have. And then verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I appreciated the songs. And the actually, we were in services in Farmington, New Mexico, Wednesday, a week ago. And there we sang the word, we sang songs there with that had the words in it. And I think the Bill Bowder was the song leader. And he said we sang that that word, I don't really know anymore, 30-some times, I believe. Did we notice what we were really singing, he asked. Hallelujah! What a wonder to have God with us, his abiding presence. And so call to glory and virtue, whereby, now this is, when we have this, let's realize that, according to his divine power, and he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby, because of this, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is such a wonderful thing, to be having an escape from the horribleness and the ungodliness of our world in which we live. We have our eyes on the Lord. Yes, we see some things and hear things that go on in the world, but that's not part of us. That's the world's things, the ungodliness. And so we might be partakers, you know, of that divine nature, having escaped. There is an escape route that we can take and stay clear from those things that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Brother Jacob Yoder, he often mentioned this chapter or read from it, and he said it's like climbing a ladder. Maybe like Jacob, when he saw this big ladder, he probably had a desire to climb up that ladder into heaven. Seems like I would have. But he was in kind of a perplexed situation anyhow, but I don't know. But God was speaking to him through that. And he calmed. And in fact, Jacob said, "If you are going to be my God, I will walk with you. I will trust in you." And I can't get all those words that he said. But he was convinced. And he mentioned also that he would go over to the other country, and if God would bring him back again, "You shall be my God," something like that. I might have the words mixed up a little bit. But God has brought us through many things, and he will not leave us nor forsake us. So we have that same spirit if we have all these that I read here, that we will be your child. We will walk with you. You shall be our God. And so I'll go on and read here. "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." He that lacketh these things, he doesn't know really where he's going. Someone that doesn't latch on to these things that the Apostle Peter is writing to us. He is in the heading here. He says Peter is saluting the Christians. He admonishes them of the gifts and the promises of the gospel, and he exhorteth them to add to their faith such virtues as would make it fruitful. He remembered them hereof, knowing his desolation to be near. Peter was saying later on in his writings, he says, that his time is coming, his days are numbered, or something like that. So we are people of God, and we want to continue on in that until he calls us home. And it might be sooner than we think. So let us not lack in any of these things. I will bring more into through this chapter. But verse 10, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." All right. I'm going to go back there to verse 5. "And besides this, giving all diligence." He uses that word several times. "Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue." Virtue, faith, diligence is character, character by steady earnestness and energetic effort to maintain these things. And virtue, faith and virtue is enjoined as essential quality in the exercise of faith. These all twine together. And then he says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Knowledge. How many people you don't want any more knowledge? We all need more knowledge in this situation as we continue to walk with God. Add to virtue knowledge. And that is to know the sense of realizing. to realize knowledge is we realize things, and to knowledge temperance. Temperance is self-control. It's a habitual moderation in indulgence in appetites and passions, temperance. And the right to use demands the controlling power of the will, temperance. The controlling power of the will. Under the operation of the Spirit of God, we can't do anything without Him. And so let us take heed in that. And to temperance, patience. Patience. You know, it is perfects the Christian character. Patience. You have need of patience so that after you have done the will of God, you might inherit the promise. These things need to be done. When he says, if we do these things, but if we neglect, it won't help us. And then for patience, to patience, godliness. Godliness is the doctrine which is according to godliness, as we read in Titus. And in contrast to false teaching, godliness is contrast to false teaching. And in Titus 1:1, the truth which is according to the godliness, and that is which is the product of godliness. And then brotherly kindness, loving the brethren. John said in his epistle, he wrote that we know that we've passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Now, backing up in that, are we really loving the brethren? Are we really given over to our brothers and sisters in the church and really appreciating them? Well, is according to godliness, and that which is productive of godliness. And then brotherly kindness, loving the brethren, and brotherly love. Love persons united as a brotherhood. And then, of course, charity. Charity. Add to brotherly love, brotherly kindness, charity. And that is so important that we read this over and over, I believe, to really realize and set us in this situation in our daily walk of life as we continue. And of course, charity to express the essential and to the nature of God. Love can be known only from the action it prompts. You understand that? Love can be known only from the action it prompts. And God's love is seen in the gift of His Son. And so we certainly have that great gift. And there again, now I'm going to read verse 8 again. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, but again, he that lacketh these things. So let's just check out our life in Christ and how we are doing. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so in entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, notice these words, abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll just be the entrance. In these things, it opens the entrance for us to walk into the heavenly kingdom in heaven. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Truth is truth. Truth, the Word of God is truth, and it will never pass away. Jesus, God said that, my words will never pass away. And yea, I think it meet. Here Peter says that he thinks it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And I guess that's what preaching is for, is to remind us of things, and that we have a longing in our homes to read the Bible and to be aware of these things that are so important in our lives. And so we'll go on and read here. Verse 11, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Now, we know that through others that we've known in the past month or two, there's many people have passed on. They've been called from this life. And like the songwriter says, gone home, gone home. I wish I could sing that song right away, but I can't. Don't know all the words. But they're gone home. And we have that blessed hope beyond the grave. And through these things that Peter is writing us and we're trying to instill into our hearts and minds, that's what is going to take us there. And so, verse 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In our Sunday school lesson, it seemed like Daniel had a position just like this here. But he was talking here about Jesus, and that he is my beloved Son in whom we are well pleased. Well, if we as sons of God and daughters of God walk in this way, we shall be focused in the same situation. He will be pleased with us. Now, we don't try and do things so he loves us or so he's pleased with us, and yet we walk in his ways. And when we do these things, we will continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, for we have not followed these cunningly devised fables. It was the voice of God that said that he is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18, and this voice which came from heaven we heard. The Apostle Peter and John, James, I believe, were the three that went up to on the mountain with him. And they heard this voice, came from heaven. And we have also the more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So may it be so that we have that day star that arose in our hearts, and Jesus himself, through the Holy Spirit, lives in our heart, this body that we have. Now, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, wherein you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Let's not be in darkness at all. Let's just stay in the light. The day star arise in our hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, otherwise we wouldn't have what we have today in our Bible. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Really. And so after going through that, I want to share with you I'm not sure how to express this, but I found this in one of the devotional books. And I thought there was just, when I was thinking about this, I thought, this here is just something that I'm going to share with you. Maybe I should have told Kathleen, my granddaughter, that I'm going to use something that might involve her personally in what this does. And she's a baker. She bakes a lot of things, a lot of wonderful good things that like to put a little weight on you if you don't watch. But anyhow, I really appreciate her eagerness to be useful and to also bring glory to God. And so this article says, the baker knew his recipe by heart. Every day, it was the same tried and proven routine. He sometimes baked less batches and sometimes more. As he filled, maybe I should add she, but anyhow, as he filled the day's orders. But always, he added the same ingredients to his bowl, and it was always in the correct sequence. Now, when Peter tells us in today's text, like I said, it was from one of the devotionals, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. And he did not say that we should first see that we have enough faith before adding the next item. If we took that route, we would never complete the recipe. Giving all diligence, add faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone, and we must have virtue, the power to do good, and a pure life. Then there must be knowledge. To choose the good, we must know what is good. But since knowledge puffs up, we must need temperance. We must add temperance in this thing of preparing. Now, this calls for patience. But patience alone is more permissiveness. An active ingredient is required. It is godliness. Some people may be accused of being so heavenly minded that they are of little earthly use. To prevent this, we must add to godliness brotherly kindness in everything that we do. Having a sympathetic care for our brethren and sisters is a great way to oil the machinery of this life. However, the recipe is still not complete. We still need to add one more item. It is charity, the pure love of God for all mankind. Like the baker who daily mixes up fresh batches in his recipe, we need to daily include Peter's whole list that we brought forth. We need that whole list in our spiritual life. Our cake will be a flop if we leave out any ingredient, nor will it work to concentrate on one ingredient per day. Thinking today we'll do the first item, tomorrow we'll do the next, and so on. Now each day we must diligently put together the whole recipe according to the measure needed for that day. And when we follow it all, our life can truly be the blessing God intends for us to be. A daily work of putting things together. And with there again, I say, with God, all things are possible. Sometimes we have a problem and we can't hardly get through it. And maybe with a brother or a sister. But when we have that kind, brotherly kindness and that love of God in our hearts, we will go and talk with them, encourage them, and help them, and be a man and woman of God to continue on and encourage others. So with God, as Mark says in the scripture text, but he says, with God, all things are possible. But we realize that without God, we can do nothing. So thank you for your prayers. We'll be on time today, maybe. So, and thank you. Do continue to pray for us. And again, I say we've had a wonderful time together, Louise and I, with God, in traveling on those mountains and those horseshoe curves and things. It's just amazing. And actually, as we drove through the mountains, the temperature dropped down into the 40s. It was real cool. And I'm not saying that because, you know, people say, oh, that's cool. But it was actually cool, and it was really nice. So thank you for your prayers as we continue from day to day. Let's pray for each other and not faint. By the way, this time, let's kneel for prayer.